dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
This installment of Blunt Business is brought to you by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's coming up August 3rd and 4th. We're just days away. We hope you'll join us in Miami, Florida for the show. You can find out more as we go along here with the show, and we'll tell you more about it at usccexpo.com. Again, that's usccexpo.com. Today, we speak with the CEO of a high-tech company providing the world's first fully automated and controlled indoor growing machines for the pesticide-free cannabis and agricultural markets. That company is called Seedo, spelled S-E-E-D-O. I'm here with the company CEO, Zohar Levy. Thank you for joining us, Zohar. Shalom.
Hi, George. Thank you for the invitation.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks again for making time to join us. Now, first of all, Seedo's airtight system is the world's first fully automated and controlled indoor growing machine for home grow and commercial hemp, herbs, and vegetables to cost-effectively generate high yields of lab-grade pesticide-free product. So now your turnkey systems are also AI-powered, and they enable anyone from an average consumer to a large-scale producer the ability to grow without any prior experience or ample space, which is that's really great for people to know about. Now talk to me about what makes your technology able to make those claims.
Okay. So Seedo started to innovate this technology since 1999 mm-hmm. with my partners. That's they have a lot of experience in the agricultural sector. So they develop a system that's can manage all the process autonomically. That means the customer don't need to have any knowledge or experience how to grow his strain or his vegetables and herbs. So what you need to do is just to, if we're talking on the indoor home cultivator, so there is an app, the machine, it's pairing between the app and the machine, and you choose what kind of strain you want to grow, put the seed in the machine. Of course, you need to connect it to electricity, Wi-Fi, and if you have a water line, it's okay. If not, there is an inside tank. And from this point, close the door and all the operation managed by the algorithm. We have an AI algorithm with an analyzed photo and learning machine. That's mean inside the machines, there is cameras that scans the plants every few hours. The algorithm know to analyze what is the condition of the plant and give him the right parameters that he need in the right moment. So every 4 hours, the plant get the right parameters. So by this way, we create no faults in the process of growing.
As I record the interview with you, Zohar, I noticed that there was very congratulations. I see that Gizmodo actually picked up on Seedo and your technology. And yeah, I got a little more context from it, which is really great. So just to give people just the idea of how simple this is to work with. So each commercial Seedo unit is 40 by 24.4 inches. Machine's $2,400, pairs with a smartphone app that tracks the growth progress, of course, and is controlled by AI software, analyzing development and tweaks inputs to optimize growing parameters. And in this, you mentioned that this commercial scale unit is able to produce 326 pounds of dry cannabis bud per year. And you're also partnered with a kibbutz to establish this pesticide-free commercial scale cannabis. You said it allows to leverage and adapt to commercial farming applications, thereby maximizing the quality, yield, and reliability of crops regardless of local climate conditions. Plenty of cannabis regardless of burn. Talk to me about the outcry, the need for a product like this to be so easy to use that really is so efficient, and it's practically for a novice to use in a way?
Okay, so I will explain. The benefit of the CEDO system in containers, in commercial scale, is that, first of all, it's an indoor system. That means no climate effects. Secondly, we are working with hydroponic and aeroponic systems. So we're saving like 90% in consumption of water.
Wow.
And inside our systems, inside the container, there is a special unit, air purifier, that's came from the hospitals in surgery rooms. It's an Israeli patent that's, we have the IP licensing for the agriculture sector. And this system, by spinning the air very fast in special filter that charge the air with ions, then making sterilized the air and every component inside the room. By this way, we don't need to use any pesticides. So every bacterias or viruses in a size of 0.2 micron and above cannot exist in our system.
Now, so, this is a desktop size machine. And because this is a commercial machine, have you gotten a lot of response for those that want to have it in their own home, just your own personal CEDO unit?
We have two products. Okay. One product is the home cultivator. The home cultivator is the small unit that you mentioned, the 40 inches by 22 inches. This is the small unit for home.
Okay.
And we have the containers, the 40 feet containers, like sea containers, that we modify them, and we put our technology inside and all the special elements that create this system.
Wonderful.
So now, for the home...
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
For the home cultivator, the customer, he don't need to do nothing in the process. Even you don't need to open the door in the process. Cycle take like 90 days. He put the seed in the machine, and he just can see by the app. There is the camera that's making a snapshot every few hours. He can see how the plant is growing. He can share it. And you don't need to be close to the machine. You don't need to be involved in the process. Everything working by the cloud that's monitored the machine and know exactly what's the needs of the plants.
Now, is there any particular conditions as to where you house the system, whether it's at home or if in a commercial build, in terms of refrigeration or just any conditions that you need, or just the kind of energy it might take up to run the system?
First of all, the system can be in any indoor place. You can put it in your garage or in your laundry room or in your living room.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Also, there is a safety button in the app that you cannot open the machine without the app. So safety for children, of course, that nobody will open the machine. And that means the consumption of the, what I want to tell you, it's the consumption of the electricity is like $11 per month.
Oh, energy efficient. Wow. Okay. Wonderful.
Yes.
Very fascinating. Now, the one thing I must mention too before we go to a commercial break is who you brought on board to help out in some cases in terms of the funding for this. So recently, a new board member that you've recently named was former CEO of SodaStream, Daniel Birnbaum. Oh, SodaStream's, I mean, I've seen that they're promoting all over the place.
He's not a former CEO. He's still the CEO of SodaStream.
Wonderful. Okay, yes. I wasn't sure if there was. Still, okay, so that's even better now.
He's still active in SodaStream, and he got the approval to be a board member in our company by the PepsiCo, because that's, I think PepsiCo also understand that this is something that can give a solution for the long run in the commercial scales, not only for a medical cannabis, also for vegetables and herbs, that we give solution in organic farms, and the results is amazing.
I really didn't realize he still stayed on, because I didn't think with this kind of setup. But no, that's wonderful that that approval was made. And just so people know, SodaStream, you might see the commercials on TV, you've seen the products in the stores. He brought it from a struggling company to a multi-billion dollar company, and Pepsi, that you just mentioned, they bought it last year for $3.2 billion. So he obviously knows what he's doing with getting products up to spec and really getting companies turned to a real rocket-powered, profitable position. So now he's invested, and just in the story I'm looking at right now, Daniel's helped out to attract $11 million in investment, including a $4 million investment round most recently. So a question for you is, you know, tell me how you were able to bring someone like Daniel aboard, because you got the approval, but then you still got him on board to work with CDO in the first place. Tell me how you fostered that relationship.
Tell you frankly, when I met Daniel, he told me why I should launch to CDO. I got many offers from all over the world with big brands and nice opportunities.
Yeah.
But after I explained to him the vision of CDO, the technology, how can we change the world? Because really we think that with our technology, we can give great solutions for day-by-day problems. The climate change, the pesticides, all the chemicals that we have on the food that create a lot of that spread the cancer all over, and the water problem. So we can give really great solution in organic farms that they can get fresh vegetables and herbs, tasty with a long shelf life, that's don't have the climate effect and free of pesticides, of course. This is the most important.
Incredible. I can only imagine when you had the sit downs with Daniel and you were able to go and persuade him, because I'll tell you and your voice, I'll tell you, you are, I just in the just in the couple of minutes we've had the time together, you, there's something about you, I feel like you are very good at engagement, and there's something where every word is coming from you, I feel there's a lot of importance behind it. So I'm glad we got some more time to talk, but we got to go to a commercial break. I'm here with the CEO of CDO, Zohar Levy, here on Blunt Business, and wonderful conversation. We'll continue this in just a moment. But first, the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo is on the way, and I want to just give you a couple quick notes of what you should be looking forward to when you all join us August 3rd and 4th. We have some great sessions coming up. The folks at KGK Science are actually setting up a wonderful session that we'll be featuring. And that is basically about CBD research for the supplement industry in North America. We also have a wonderful session we're adding this year called Cannabis Branding to the Mainstream. We'll also have a great cannabis panel for those, the over 50 crowd, for seniors. We're also expanding our endocannabinoid system panel to call CBD, THC, and the rest of the cannabinoids. So everything from CBG, CBN, CBC, we're also going to cover those areas. We'll have a great CBD and pets panel. Digital marketing we'll talk about. We'll also have a great keynote from Michael Brubeck with Centuria Foods. It will be how to make your CBD compliant for large-scale distribution. That and more we'll have for you coming up at the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's again Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th. Learn more at usccexpo.com. We have the agenda set up. We have all the speakers that are going to be joining us at the show, and we're adding more to the agenda every day. So please go ahead and take a look at usccexpo.com to learn more. Back with more with Zohar in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals. Want to gain some new leads, make genuine business connections, and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are coming soon to Portland, Maine, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Miami. Sponsorship opportunities available. Register today.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. SmartPots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, SmartPots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
SmartPots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million SmartPots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with Zohar Libby, the CEO of CEDU. Of course, the website is CEDULAB, CEDULAB.com. While you want to listen to us, take a look at the website, look at the great devices we were talking about just before the break. Now, I do want to ask you about cannabis in Israel, Zohar. Cannabis appears to have gone through thoroughly mainstream in Israel this year. The country has yet to actually legalize. We haven't had a chance to talk about this in the program, but I'm glad to talk about it here. Between the decriminalization measure passed last year and an expansion of the medical marijuana program, acceptance of cannabis across the political spectrum is increasingly evident. Talk to me about how business is going on in Israel.
So there is a feeling in the air that something is going to change. For now, there is the decriminalized law that's already passed, and you don't get any penalty, or just after three times you need to pay some penalty. But yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that he will not object the option that the citizen in Israel can grow one plant at home. So this is something that shows that the government understand they cannot stop this process. They need to straight up and understand that they cannot avoid it. And the recreational industry is going to make huge income to the country.
It's inevitable. The momentum is there, and there's just no way pushing back. And I mean, I'm glad to hear that the Prime Minister Netanyahu is basically going to let this kind of go ahead and make this pass possible. Now, one of the other former prime ministers, Ehud Barak, he's now chairman of the Israeli medical cannabis company called CanDoc/Intercure, a medical cannabis holding company. He delivered an opening address recently, and he spoke that Israel, quote, is now the land of milk, honey, and cannabis, end quote. He also would mention that the cannabis market is now valued at $17 billion worldwide and would grow to $150 billion and beyond in the coming years. He is one of two former prime ministers speaking publicly in favor of cannabis and said patients in Israel, quote, are not getting medical cannabis fast enough, end quote. He's urging the government to move quicker to reform the process so that patients who need help can obtain it. He also stated that Israel, quote, immediately needs a legal cannabis framework for the 2 million Israeli cannabis consumers, end quote. How do you view this so far? Do you feel that same sentiment of the need to be able to supply better to market?
Yes, of course. First of all, today, the patient need to have to pass long bureaucracy until they can get the license, and after that they need to renew it every few months. If there is a somebody that's not don't know how to make the process correct, then you go out from the system, and then you need to start again all over. So they are going to make some changes now, and previously it was that the custom, the patient get the medical cannabis directly from the grower. So now they change it, and you can get it in nurseries. So it will be more easy to the people in Israel to get it. And I think that's when the reform will finish and they will allow to export from Israel, then the industry will jump, and you will see the effect also for the citizens of Israel. Because today, if you don't have the license to export, the market in Israel is too small for so many companies.
So we've talked about the overall state of the cannabis market in Israel and what we're hearing from the legislative, the advocacy side. Now let's talk from the finance side. Haaretz.com recently reported, quote, "Major Israeli investors believe that the cannabis market is a bubble destined to crash." And that was said at a conference most recently, 3 months after the country approved the exporting of medical marijuana, as you kind of mentioned. One investor proclaimed, quote, "If we look at the dot-com bubble, it may have produced companies like Amazon and Google, currently the world's largest companies. Amazon now more monetized than Google is at the moment, but investors who invested in the indexes needed something like 20 years to return their full investments," end quote. How do you view that kind of response, and what do you think the real answer is about financing in cannabis in Israel?
I think that the cannabis industry is a really, it's a really industry. And the people that don't know it because they are not involved in right. the market of the cannabis industry, they don't understand that there is a huge demand. You know, the beverage company launching, the food company launching, the pharmaceutical company already start to accelerate the process. Mm-hmm. So we believe that in 2 to 3 years from now, the demand will raise up, and after that it will be stabilized. Of course, that's the valuation of the in the stock exchange in Israel of the cannabis companies. I think it's more valued than it should be, and it will balance after the industry will start to work, you know, normally on average prices. Also, the prices will go down a little bit because will be more options to the customers. So the valuation of the companies, I think it's like 20 to 30% more than what that they should be.
So I am looking at some news, and as I do the show as well, in some cases I always like to see what other news is coming up. And there is, as I record this right now, there is some news that's kind of breaking this today in Israel, where ahead of elections, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may push through legalization to legalize cannabis smoking in public and allow Israelis to grow small amounts of marijuana in their homes. The new proposal is an initiative of Likud lawmaker Sharon Haskell, one of the party's youngest MKs and a longtime advocate of cannabis legalization. It would allow smoking in any public location where cigarette smoking is allowed, and would permit Israelis to grow up to 15 seeds of cannabis in a single planter per household. So if this bill passes, how much would this benefit what you have with Seed Do? Would this really grow the market in Israel itself?
Yes, of course. It's a great opportunity for us because Seed Do can give a great solution to the customers to grow at home their own cannabis, and with high quality, and they know what they get, with no bacteria and molds and all kind of viruses that's existing today. And I don't believe that it will be allowed to smoke in public.
Okay.
But also there is the security things and the army issue that's it should be over 21 years old. So this is the main issue that's avoid, I think, the Israeli parliament to approve it because of the army issue. that's people in Israel, you know, you are 18 years old, you go to the army for 3 years. So this is something that's they cannot allow themselves, that people in the age of 18 will start to smoke cannabis.
And just for those
like,
that are... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like in alcohol, you know, that's today it's allowed. Like in 18 years old, you can buy alcohol everywhere. But I think the cannabis will be over 21 years old, then you can smoke in private places and not in public.
Now, just to give people the heads up on the bill, it would have to push through committees and plenum votes over the next 2 weeks when the Knesset is in recess. And during the 90-day campaign period of the election season, the Knesset is not allowed to legislate. So there's a time to see if that will actually come to pass, but that's promising news right there. So
yes.
We're going to go back to commercial break real quickly. We're going to come back again. I'm here with Zohar Livy with CDU. We'll talk more about CDU itself and talk about that. So we'll talk about the kibbutz that you have partnered with. We want to learn some more information about that and the impact of that deal right there. Let's go and come back with more questions with Zohar in just a second.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. Expo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com. Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions with the CEO of CDU, Zohar Livy. So CDU is partnering, and we mentioned this at the top of the show, you've partnered with Kibbutz Dan in northern Israel to establish the first fully automated, commercial-scale, pesticide-free, containerized cannabis farm in Israel. So within the first 36 months of operation, the project is estimated to produce a minimum of 14 tons of dry cannabis bud, an estimated revenue of $24 million. Now, first of all, talk to me about where this bud will be distributed and the kind of an impact this should make for Israel in the cannabis industry alone right there with just this kibbutz.
Okay, so Kibbutz Dan started the process of licensing before 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and they look for the right partner to establish a farm that have some advantage on the market. Right. And when we present the technology of CDU, and they check the technology and they understand that we bring something new to the market, they decide to make a partnership with us. And we very glad that we signed the agreement with them. We are going to establish the farm on the start of 2020. And it will start with 16 containers on the first stage. We put in every 1,000 square meter, we can put 16 containers in one floor and go up to 5 floors in vertical farming. Each container can produce 150 kg dry buds per year. So
wow.
In 1,000 square meter, we can provide 2.4 ton in one floor. If we go up to 5 floors, we can reach up to 10 ton still on the same 1,000 square meter.
That's
because
fantastic.
We have also some, we reduce some amount of 2 ton. That's, this is the service area and drying area and the packaging. So 10 ton dry buds per 1,000 square meter. Today in the market, we don't see any competitor that can bring this capacity. And of course, the most important is the quality. So by the way that we are operating the system and we control every inch in the container, so we can give the plants all the time the same parameter. So we create a uniform yield. And by this way, for the pharmaceutical industry or beverage and food industry, this will give us a huge advantage for export.
Right. And just to mention, it's not just for cannabis. Also, there's other products that can be used to, in the same effect, that can be used best by that system. So that's what the commercial style of the CEDO system could do. But again, we mentioned at the top of the show about the automated home grow system. A couple of points I want to mention, and I've wanted to go and direct people to go and look. Our listeners, go and take a look at CEDOLab.com, CEDOLab.com. A couple of things I noticed that you have as well. So you have a patent-pending lighting system. It self-adjusts according to the growth stage. How is it able to do that without even knowing? How did that technology come about?
We create special spectrum for each stage of the plant, from the clones to the growing and to the flowering. So the algorithm manage all the process, you know, to analyze the condition of the plant and give him the right spectrum that he needs. So we also in the home cultivator, the lights moving with the plant. That means when the plant just start the process, the light are down and they are close to the plant. When the plant start to grow, they are moving with him on the side to the top, and then they create, keep the same distance from the plant all over the process.
And it's smell proof. So you have built-in CO2 cartridges, NAC. No, it's totally hermetic.
Totally hermetic with a carbon filter, no smell. And of course, it's a closed loop system. So there is also a CO2 that's get inside to the process to give some benefits in the process of growing.
And one thing I also noticed is that you mentioned there was a camera, so it's not just snapshots, but you actually have HD live streaming as well, so you can take a look at the plant anytime as it's going on. That's fantastic. Oh my God.
Yes.
I love that. So and you got to look at the site. And also, I got to tell you, I don't know what it was about the machine, but it's a beautiful looking machine. It's very decorative for what it is. It's not like this is just, you know, the compartment it is, but you also took time to really make a very nice aerodynamic design.
Yes. We invest a lot of money to design the machine and to create the right process that will give the right environment,
right,
to the plant. So of course we want the machine to be nice and that you can use it everywhere you want, if you want to put it in your living room or in your kitchen. So this is decorative machine that can be everywhere
and you can control anywhere from an app. That's fantastic. You thought about everything there, Sohar. I must tell you, I like the machine. It looks great. And I can only imagine, you know, for those, I mean, we have talked quite a bit about luxury items, and I would imagine this would be a real luxury item for those. I can imagine some people trying to say, you know what, I want to get this on my Christmas list. Hey, somebody get me a CD for Christmas, please. That would be a great, what a stocking stuffer.
I will send you one to make a trial, and you will see the benefits of it.
That's fantastic. Zohar, I really do appreciate you taking time to join us again. So I've mentioned the website, but just take a minute to talk to our listeners. Is there anything else you want to make mention of how people can learn more about the product, or you know, where they might be able to go and see with you or get a chance to look at the product for themselves?
I think that the product talk by himself, and yeah, the react of the customer that's got the machines already and make the first cycle of growing. And we get very nice feedbacks from the customers that they are very satisfied from the machine, from the process, from the way we present it and the way it's working. So the most important for Sido is to make the customer happy. And this is our motto.
Well, there has to be this no muss, no fuss. You've made it so easy. You know, anybody, it feels like anybody could use this machine, put the seeds in, and watch it grow in, you know, in so many weeks, and you're ready to go. That's fantastic. I'll tell you, and I'm just wondering if you're going to be able to keep enough put together before you have to kind of ship them out. If you can keep the supply available, because demand, I mentioned, hopefully after this show, I would love to hear from somebody that gets one of these machines and talks about the experience of having one of these in their own home. I'd love to hear about that. So for those of you who want to do that, and also, you know, if you want to hear more stories like this or other stories, please reach out to me, Brasco, BRASCO at CannabisRadio.com. Again, BRASCO at CannabisRadio.com. Would love to come do that. Zohar, thank you so much for being with us here on the show. I really do appreciate your conversation.
Thank you, George. Appreciate. And I will be glad to come again.
I hope we get a chance to go and connect very soon. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on Blunt Business. Again, presented by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. Learn more at usccexpo.com. Please make sure to get your tickets. Time is running out. We want to make sure you are able to get your tickets before they run out. Make sure to join us. Join us in Miami August 3rd and 4th, the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Again, it's usccexpo.com. Register, get your tickets today. You don't want to miss it. And that's going to do it for Blunt Business. You can download past episodes. Go to cannabisradio.com, where you can always find the show. We also have the show available to subscribe from at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.